As you probably know, there is a flurry of activity going on upriver. There are efforts to remove hazard trees along both sides of the river, as well as cleanup efforts to begin removing debris from home sites in order to enable people to begin building back. So, yeah, we're on the front end of 5 months in. We're really shifting gears away from response, right? The fire's been out and the scene is largely stabilized. There aren't major disturbances happening right now. And so we're shifting into recovery, which is really the long and difficult process of putting things back together. And to be sure, it's a multi-year process to try and get people living back upriver in new homes and the infrastructure in place that has been lost.
What are the most pressing goals for the year or two ahead?
The most pressing goals for the year or two ahead, there are a couple of really primary goals. The transportation system is being stabilized. ODOT is doing a significant amount of work to make sure that that transportation corridor remains usable. Over the next couple of years, the heavy lifting is going to be getting homes rebuilt and getting people back into stable housing upriver. And when I say that, there's a wide variety of experiences, right? We have some people for whom their home in the Mackenzie was a second home, and others who were living with very little and finding housing upriver and trying to support all of those people to get back to a stable situation is a significant effort. The other piece, of course, is the watershed as a whole, with a burn of this size and the loss of forest cover. And there's salvage logging going on right now, which you're probably aware of. So we would expect to see increased erosion and, in the longer term, like several years out, a peak in some landslide activity. We don't know exactly when landslide activity will peak, but it tends to be several years after the fire disturbance itself.
Matt, how would you describe the morale of the Mackenzie River Corridor residents you've met and talked to?
That's a really good question, Brian. This is a really hard time for those who were displaced by the wildfires that happened in September. The initial response in getting people out of the way, there was a lot of effort, a lot of response resources to help people evacuate and support their immediate needs. There was a ton of community support to bring out donations and support those evacuees. But now we're at a spot where we're several months in, and that initial flush of support, of community support, has largely subsided. The folks who have been displaced are, the vast majority of them are still in temporary housing, either housing with families or sheltering with support from non-government entities and government entities to provide shelter. This is really perhaps the hardest part of being in a disaster is the several months after, when the big push of concern has largely subsided and there's a long road ahead. People who have been displaced are seeing that it's going to be many months and years to get things put back together. And so this is a hard place to be.
Many people in our listening audience are community-minded and compassionate. How can they help recovery efforts in a way that supports you and benefits wildfire survivors?
For those in our community who know people who have been displaced, just reaching out and providing a personal contact to support people who are in the middle of recovery, I think is really important. This is an emotionally difficult time for survivors, and any support that they can get from friends and loved ones is really important right now. And secondly, people can make financial donations. United Way of Lane County has a fund specifically for wildfire recovery. So that's one place where funds can be contributed to support the recovery effort. The website that's been set up to support recovery, it's called mackenzierebuilds.org. People can find more information there.
Matt McRae, long-term recovery manager for the Holiday Farm Fire for Lane County, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Brian.